Hello, hello out there. Welcome to our podcast today. This is Derek Johnson, the brand.
And Aaron Thigpen, the source.
Aaron, how do we handle pressure, man? Big question all the time. Run into a lot of athletes, watch a lot of athletes on television when they're being interviewed, talk to a lot of young athletes, different ages, and one question I get all the time is, you know, how do you handle that big moment? How do you handle pressure and, you know, how do you deal with it?
Ooh, I don't know.
I don't know. I love that, man. I love that, man, because this is what we do all the day, man. It's how we handle pressure. You know, we have a lot of people asking us questions about this, and I think this is a great subject today, man. I love this subject. And I know you do too, because you were an elite athlete, you know?
I'll make an attempt to try and dissect it here. But I mean, basically, I think it starts, and again, me, I'm trying to fix it. Okay. So I'm
trying to fix it.
But anyway, I mean, I guess it starts with, and I can't say I necessarily did this myself.
Right.
But this is, you know, kind of talking from experience now. You know, if I had to talk to young Aaron today, mm-hmm. I'd probably start with really know who you are as an athlete. Mm. Okay. And knowing who you are as an athlete, how you play the game, what your strengths and weaknesses are, what your emotional makeup is in the game. Some of us are different in the game as, you know, in terms of outside the game. And then figuring out how do you respond. Me, I didn't look at things as pressure. I looked at it always as challenges because I'm a competitive guy. So I never really put things in that box as, oh man, there's this pressure on me. I put it as like, hey, this is a challenge. And see, that was the reason why I love sports, is because I just wanted the challenge. And I wasn't always so worried about the outcome. Yeah, there are times where I probably shouldn't have been on the baseball field, but because of technically, I didn't necessarily have the skill, but the athleticism I had and the competitiveness I had allowed me to be out there. And so even though I wasn't the greatest hitter, it was like I loved hitting because that was that one-on-one challenge.
Right.
So I didn't really feel the pressure to get the hit. I felt the challenge. I felt the, you know, it was like meet this challenge. if that any of that makes any sense to you. So
it does. It really does, man. It brings back a lot of memories, Aaron. Because you and I are very similar that way in these challenges we have, whether it's business or athletics and stuff like that. You know, it's to be like a challenge. I think you're ingrained that way. My mother said, you know, you're just a big ham. You like attention. You like the limelight. And I loved embracing the situation. Pressure to me was fun. It's fun to me. And the reason why, because I love the experience. Whether it was a good outcome or a bad outcome, I wanted to be in that spot. And I think I enjoyed being in that spot because no one else liked it.
Yeah.
And I said, I want to be different. I want to be the one to handle that because, you know what? This seems to be something that, you know, maybe I was born into, or my parents, I think, always pushed me to always challenge myself. Mm-hmm. And they didn't care about the outcome as long as you give your best effort. And, you know, sometimes you're going to be good and sometimes you're going to be bad. But, you know, what did you learn from it? Are you going to get better with it? And you want to be in those situations all your life, because they told me that it was a life lesson. Mm-hmm. Like, these things are going to help you grow as a young man. Mm-hmm. And I think handling pressure is better understood if you have a better, clearer definition of what that really means to you personally, rather than the word, you know, you see it in pressure, you know, what is, you know, pressure. Once you hear the word, people think, oh, wow, you know, and I think pressure, I go, whoa, good. We get to do something to somebody or to something, or that's how I look at pressure, is like, I get to push on this some more and see what's going to happen. Does it break open or, you know, something new? It's no fear. I think the key, it's no fear, Aaron.
Well, yeah. I mean, again, coming back to just my background as an athlete and as a trainer, I guess I never really felt a lot of pressure because I usually felt I was prepared. To me, I guess feeling pressure is more about, maybe equates to worry, but you know, those are the things that don't have, you know, worry usually happens when you know you're not prepared. You know?
Right. That's true.
Or where you know you're lacking somewhere. So again, so maybe I look at it in a little bit different light, but maybe that's a word that also can be applied to it.
But I like your words.
Yeah, there's obviously in a team sport, there's accountability to your teammates. So that's a form of pressure. I mean, there's all forms of pressure, but that's a form of pressure. Obviously, you know, there may be external pressure from your parents and your coaches and things like that. But I think athletes have to just kind of keep everything in perspective and not let those forces be the pressure, you know?
Right.
And so if you start to let outside things define your performance, I think that's where the pressure comes from. Now there's just innate pressure in competition in terms of, well, yeah, it's championship game. The outcome is gonna determine who's the champion. There's pressure in that. But you know, you can also take on added pressure, and I think that's where the issue is.
Okay.
You can take on added pressure from forces that you don't necessarily need to take that pressure from, i.e., you know, parents, coaches, right. Teammates.
External forces.
Yeah, you know, exactly. And especially if it's unreasonable. So maybe that's a way to look at it.
Aaron, you said the word perspective. And you know, keeping things in perspective allows you to, you know, just have this kind of attitude where, you know what? I have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Oh, that was a big mantra of mine.
Right? I mean, at the end of the day, you know, if you're doing this athletic endeavor, are you still going to be alive at the end of it? Most likely, you know, what do you really have to lose at the end of the day? I mean, you still have your life to live. There's a greater purpose in your life. And this is just a moment. And when I say a moment, it could be less than 10 seconds in what you did. Yeah. And it could be a millisecond, four tenths of a millisecond.
Less than 10 seconds for me.
I
had a lot more wins.
You know what I'm saying, though? I mean, at the end of the day, it's just a quick moment of, and I'm trying to understand why players don't or athletes don't embrace pressure, because it's just over like that. It really, at the end of the day, go for it. I tell athletes, especially young athletes that have something, they want to go and play in college, and these people are coming to watch them today. And I tell them, I said, listen, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain today. Just go for it. And whatever happens, just happens. That's how you handle pressure. You don't get better at handling it unless you embrace it. And I put something down, embrace the situation, embracing everything. Look, whether you fail or succeed, you have to embrace failure and have to embrace being a success. You know, how do you handle success? That's another thing we could totally talk about on another podcast. And how do you handle success? You know, we talked about how to embrace failure, but how do you handle success too? They are working so much together in an athlete's life that balance gives them the ability to grow and develop into the person they want to be. And we need to help people understand about that with pressure. It's the same thing. It's a balancing act.
And you know, again, maybe going back to, hey, how do we get our kids acclimated to pressure is get them to step up and take pressure, you know? And it could be as simple as you know, maybe in a practice or something, a kid has to do the first one to do a drill, or, you know, right. So in other words, maybe getting used to getting out of your comfort zone on smaller scale, so that way you're not necessarily uncomfortable when those big things happen. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, because,
you know, for instance, I have a lot of kids who will want to sit and watch. They don't want to be the first one to do a drill.
Okay.
They don't want to be the first one to do a run, or, you know what I'm saying? You get a group of kids and it's like, I actually kind of like the kids who step up, because they're not necessarily afraid to fail. And probably more importantly now, it's not about failing for these kids. It's about failing in front of people.
Ooh, yes.
And I think that's the pressure that they put on themselves, is that people, you know, they're worried about how they're going to look and how they're going to, maybe to their peers or to others, versus just, because you can run a great race and be last in the race. But people, right. You know, I wouldn't look at that as a failure. If you run the best and you're still last in the race, that's not a failure.
Right.
But in track and field, I've seen a lot of kids not want to race because they're worried about where they're going to place, where they're going to look to everyone else. Oh, everyone's going to see me wrong. And this is the biggest thing I have about you football players. You talk about how you want to be fast. You talk about how fast, you know, everybody on TV pumps you guys up, talking about how fast you guys are. You're not track fast. I'll say it right now. And if you were, most of you would get out there on the track and run and race. And most of you don't. Because most of you don't want to be exposed. And no one wants to be exposed, but you know what? Who's the guy, Metcalf, who ran this, the football player who ran and tried to make Olympic trials?
Right.
Love that dude. He put it out there.
He did.
He put it out there.
He did.
And he had the courage to say, hey, you know what? I'm gonna bear myself athletically.
Right.
And that's what you gotta do as an athlete, period. In any sport, you gotta be willing to bear yourself.
Right. Aaron.
Always possibility.
You know, I hear this phrase all the time now. Being comfortable in a uncomfortable situation. And you said something to me about Metcalf that threw me back about 25, 30 years ago, if I'm right. You remember Willie Gault? And he was, you know, this great football player, track star at Tennessee, if I recall. And he put it out there. He was like, I'm going to go run trials. I'm a football wide receiver, but I'm going to make the Olympic team. And I'm going to go do it. He put himself out there. He took a chance.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of, you said that, like this Metcalf guy. And I thought about Willie Gault, who put himself out there. And I think about, you know, Herschel Walker, who's trying to make the Olympic team as a sprinter. And think of Deion Sanders, who's always trying to play every sport. He tried to play every sport. If he could, he played basketball too, if he had a chance to, you know, but they embraced the situation, embraced, you know, how to deal with that. And they had things in perspective, you know, so.
But, you know, again, they don't see it as pressure.
You're right. They don't see it as pressure. Yeah. They see it as a challenge.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that's what athletes need to do is say, hey, no, this is a challenge.
I like the way you put a bow on that, Aaron, because I'm going to look at this subject that we talked about today, how to handle pressure. I'm going to say, you know what? How do you handle the challenge instead of pressure? That's a new word I'm going to use going forward today. So people out there, this is Coach EJ, Eric Johnson, the brand.
And Coach Aaron Thigpen, the source. We'll see you guys.